GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both major candidates rallying in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania last night. Vice President Kamala Harris.
So here tonight, I will show you one example of Donald Trump's worldview and intentions. Please roll the clip.
Playing video of Mr. Trump calling his opponents the enemy from within. As former President Trump rallied last night in the Philadelphia suburbs, two attendees fainting.
That looks a little bad. That looks a little bit bad.
Eventually, Trump ended the Q&A, stayed on stage as the crowd listened to music. Arrested in North Carolina, a suspect accused of threatening FEMA workers helping people recover from the recent hurricanes. A first since the start of the war with Hamas, about 100 U.S. troops are being deployed to Israel as part of an advanced anti-missile defense system. This is ABC News. New rules in California to try and rein in high gas prices, the highest in the country. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
The new bill signed by California's governor is aimed at preventing gas prices from spiking. It will require refineries in the state to keep a certain amount of gas in storage as a backup supply for when refineries go offline or need maintenance. Supporters say this will save California drivers billions at the pump.
But critics say the new law could force refineries out of the state and eventually drive up prices even more. North Korea blowing up some of the roads connecting it to South Korea. The roads, which at one point had been seen as a sign of thawing relations, had not been used in a while. North Korea angered over recent military exercises has vowed to seal the border completely. And don't look for quite as many deals from Starbucks. The new CEO says the company is going to cut back on all of its promos, in part to cut the strain on employees being forced to juggle all of them. Dave Packer, ABC News.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior. And he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign is busy blitzing Wisconsin. Running mate Tim Walz stumped in Green Bay and Eau Claire Monday. First Lady Jill Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders were in Wisconsin too. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. People in southwest Wisconsin are learning how to talk to each other about politics. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
So many of us have experienced the awkwardness and frustration of a political argument during Thanksgiving dinner. A group of about 24 people got together in Dodgeville to talk about how politics has hurt their relationships with family and loved ones. It was put together by a group called Braver Angels. A Marquette survey found 46% of people have had to just stop talking politics altogether with someone they know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 111-107 win over the Chicago Bulls. Giannis led with 23 points in 24 minutes. Forward Torin Prince joined the team in free agency and was asked if he thinks the Bucks are ready for the regular season to begin.
I feel like we're ready. An 82-game season comes with a lot of ups and downs. So having experience in the game, knowing that those are going to come, staying level-headed when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
NFL Packers players seem to embrace and welcome back Romeo Doubs after his one-game suspension during Sunday's win over the Cardinals. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's just like anything in life. If you have an issue or something goes on within your family, it's not like you just disown your family. You know, you're going to find a way to work through it, and I'm proud of our guys and everybody collectively, Rome, everybody just kind of finding a way to work through it, and I think that's behind us now.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at around 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, will drop to 30 for a low. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny, 57. Then on Thursday, sunshine, a little warmer with a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. If it's Tuesday, it means it's Tuesday Tangents with our very own Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Mino and the Mayor with our special guest, Nikki Z, sitting in for Johnny, who's on vacation. This segment, it is 706:38. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We love Pella, local company here. Great service, and get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability materials get tested. They open and close doors, latches, and shades tens of thousands of times to ensure they last for years to come. And that's really important because it's amazing how many times you open and close your door. I don't know if it's tens of thousands of times, but the door that we got from Pella has three locks on it. One turn, but just all three in different places.
Engaged.
Because they live in the hood, we needed that door. So Pella offers customizable doors, innovative features like shades between the glass. That's very cool because you don't have to clean them. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months. That is a really good deal. Certain restrictions apply. It ends October 31st. So what is today? 13th? 15th? Yep. 13th? Okay, get on it. Get started today at PellaWI.com. That's a great little company, and they are good advertisers with us, and they bring this segment to you. And what are we talking about, Nikki?
Well, we are waiting for to hear from Ann Schaefer from the Menominee Park Zoo. Her to tell us about the Zooloween Boo. But maybe she got a...
Con, you pinch hitting for her? Tell us about the Zooloween Boo, Con.
What? You know, give me a little second and I can get all the information for you.
Is she on?
No, not yet.
She is not, but I will let you know when I have her.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, cool. Then we're going to talk a little bit more about Halloween. That is coming up. The trick-or-treating hours, many, many communities, is 4 to 7, which is a good time. I would suggest to people that, you know, if you want them to come to your house, turn your lights on and get some candy. If you don't, turn your lights off and be the Scrooge of the neighborhood and go downstairs and watch TV.
Also, National Grouch Day today.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I cannot believe John Mino is not here on his own holiday.
Well, he's celebrating.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
Every day is Grouch Day for Johnny. Right up by a shawarma, right after shawarma day. Boop, boop.
Oh, it is Grouch Day. Wow.
Yep. And then the rest of the birthdays that I didn't know.
Yes. All right. Yep. We got that. At least we know that the carpenter is the guy that was
sleep so much better tonight knowing that was Karen Carpenter's brother.
Most people will. Okay. So this Halloween is... That's a great event, and I hope people celebrate that. You have plenty of time to go out and get your candy.
Do you have all of yours acquired?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did that. Mm-hmm. I went to, I bought.
Just back the truck up?
Well,
the delivery?
I think we got, what did we buy? 240 candy bars.
Yep.
Because it comes, that's divisible by whatever.
18.
But they limited. You can only buy like 6 boxes or something, or 8. Maybe it was 10.
No,
whatever.
That's why you have to go to a big box store.
Well, I can go back and get some more, but I just, that's what the limit was.
Just tell them you work for a concession stand.
I work for the media. Yeah. Anyway.
See if your media badge will get you.
Does your 14-year-old trick-or-treat?
He doesn't. He does not. He has never been super enthusiastic, but our older son, who is almost 21, he is down in Milwaukee now. I think he probably still trick-or-treats.
Well, that you just go from, that's in the dorm? Does he live in the dorm?
No, not anymore.
Because you just go door to door and drink shots. That's it.
Right, exactly.
So that's not, that's.
Ooh, and Khan just gave us the heads up that.
Yeah, Ann is here.
All right, Ann, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We are good. We are here to talk about Zulaween Boo. That Zulaween is kind of a cool name. Did you come up with that?
No, I wish I could say that I was creative enough to coin that, but it's actually been going on for, I think it's over 15 years now. It's, been a big community event that long.
All right, and this is taking place, this is coming up, right? The 19th?
This weekend.
This weekend.
Yes.
All right,
so
tell us about it.
So Saturday, the zoo in Menominee Park is going to be transformed into a trick-or-treat heaven. So the community organizations come in and they each have a table and the kids can come by and trick-or-treat in a safe environment in the zoo. There is a ticket price with this, the reason of the ticket price is this is a big fundraiser for Menominee Park Zoo.
Nice. And what is the ticket price if we want to bring the kids?
Yeah, it's $5 for 13 and up, $3 if you're 2 years old until 12, mm-hmm. and then if you're under 1 year old, it's free.
All right, so $5, 13 and older, that's, you can get $5 worth of candy in probably 5 minutes, so that's a good deal. Good return on the investment here.
But you've got, it's not just trick-or-treating as well. There's all sorts of stations set up throughout the zoo, with children's games, family entertainment, so on and so forth?
Yeah, so there's food trucks, entertainment going on. We have a ton of games for the kids, and then costume contests.
Oh, fun.
Good at that.
Yeah. So people go all out. There's different themes, like best family, most unique, those kinds of things. And we see some really fun costumes.
Who are the judges? Do you get to judge that?
Oh, I'm not able to judge. I need to be totally impartial. And I there's certain ones that I really, really like.
Right.
So
how would you pick?
I definitely am a sucker for cute.
Oh, yeah, the awe factor is...
That the cute is good, but the scary is really good. You know what I mean?
I know.
So, yeah, right. You're right. Sit on the sidelines. We'll get somebody who can take a look at this thing.
Jim has cleared his calendar for Saturday.
Yeah, I've cleared my... I'm clear. Right. I can come down and be a judge for you, a civic media judge.
We'll work that out next year.
But I tell you what, you got perfect weather, Ann, coming up for this.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So we're talking with Ann Schaefer with the Menominee Park Oshkosh Zoo. Big event coming up this Saturday, the 19th. And you want to get the kids out trick-or-treating, getting their costumes on, test-driving their costumes. And this is a very safe environment. And it's more than trick-or-treating, right? There's games, there's events, food trucks, music.
Yeah,
this is pretty cool.
There's something for everyone. And just a little hint, you should buy your tickets online.
Oh,
Okay.
And where can they find that?
Save yourself from, save yourself from waiting the day of. So you just go to the Oshkosh Parks Department Facebook page and look for the ad about Zooloween, and there's a link, a live link, that'll take you to purchasing the tickets online.
Okay, so there is a chance that it could sell out. You could have a capacity.
Well, the zoo is really, really large. Yeah. We've never had a capacity issue. But who wants to sit in line
with their
2 and 3 year olds?
Well, I don't know. I think 13, 14-year-olds, and no one's going to – do they want to get their candy?
Right.
So get your tickets. You can walk right in. All right. That's good advice. Hey, I want to talk a little bit more about this, but I think it's appropriate because we talk a lot about events in Oshkosh and Appleton and Green Bay, all of Northeast Wisconsin, and it takes good sponsors to help us pull these events off and make these events happen. So why don't you give a shout-out to some of your big sponsors, your silver sponsors?
Yeah, so we have people like Delta Dental Care, tutoring, the tutor doctor, Nick Nolte's, the guy that picks up the... I'm having a hard time this morning. You got me early.
Well, you're more of a night person. So.
We let you sleep
more.
Would that be like in the zoo world, you'd be nocturnal? Is that what you are?
Yes. Okay, I would be hanging with the wolves for sure. But there's a ton of community people that are involved.
Well, Bergstrom's always great too. Yeah, they were just here with that supporting cancer
drive
month,
drive
for a cause. That was a cool thing.
Oshkosh
tent and awning. Everybody needs those guys to make sure your party's protected. So, got some great sponsors there, and I just want to thank them because
I appreciate that.
Well, we were talking earlier today how important, you know, this community engagement is. I mean, the zoo's awesome, but, you know, the animals aren't paying rent. So we got to get people to come and help fund that, and you got to buy your candy and get the food truck guys there. So, yeah, this is great. You put a lot of work into this, I'm sure.
What are your event hours, Ann?
11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay, so on Saturday, gates will open 11 o'clock. Come in your costumes.
You got it. Mm-hmm.
Tell me the categories for costumes. Is it just one winner take all? You said there's a family costume, which would be fun to like dress up like as the Addams Family or something.
We used to do. There's always the most creative. I believe there's a category for scariest. Different categories, and those are posted on our Facebook page.
All right. Okay, so we got to get on the Facebook page. Take a look at this so we can win one of these contests. Do you know what the winners get besides the right to brag for a year?
No, they're actually, we put some really nice baskets together from a lot of people that, you know, will say we want to donate to the prize baskets.
Oh, okay.
There's usually a basket filled with cookies from like Caramel Crisp, that kind of thing.
Okay, and this is great stuff. Can you just stick around? A couple more questions I want to ask you, really about the music and the food trucks. We got to go to a quick 1-minute break. Can you stick around?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Mino the Mayor with our special host, Nikki Z. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes, I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is 7:21 here at WGBW 97.9 FM, 98.3 FM, WISS, down in Oshkosh, and, of course, the Civic Media app that you can listen to anytime, anywhere you would like. We are here with a talking about, you know, Halloween's coming up, and if you're harking back to when you were a kid, that is a big, big day. It's the only day you can really go and get tons of candy, and if you have extra Kit Kat bars, send them my way. I always went through my people think I'm going through my kids' candy to look for the razor blades. I was looking for the Kit Kat bars, and I
little stranger danger.
I know. Call it's like, well, you got your kids, lay this out on the carpet and let me look at this. Okay, no. Okay, you can have the rest.
We're chatting.
We're talking with Ann Schaefer, who is the park director at Menominee Oshkosh.
Oh gosh, no, I'm the marketing and fund development coordinator. So I just promote these types of events when they come up.
Right. Because of you, everyone's employed. Just say it. Come on, we'll tell them. You know, you're...
She's Fun Ann. Fun Ann yeah. From the Menominee Park Zoo.
All right, so you have a big event coming up this Saturday, the 19th, from 11 until 3 p.m. It's the Zooloween. You've got trick-or-treating. You've got food trucks, costume contest. So in the zoo, I mean, are the animals up between 11 and 3, or are they like John Minow and they're napping?
So it really depends on dinner time.
Like
many of us. So the wolves will be active when the zookeepers are bringing them something to eat. So they should be out for a bit, and they get really curious when there's a lot of activity going on. So they will be definitely out and about in their exhibit.
What are some of the more sought after exhibits? Do you have giraffes?
No. Oh. So the zoo is smaller, and
it's been years since I've been.
Yeah. It's themed. So we're trying to be kind of have a collection of indigenous animals to the area. So you have like wolves, elk,
nice.
Foxes, and an American eagle that was rehabbed. those types of animals are in our collection.
No, they had their special day yesterday was Indigenous Day. No, it was for the people. I'm just kidding. It was just like Columbus Day.
That
wasn't that funny. It was
you
just,
didn't miss it.
No, you didn't miss anything. Nope. Believe me, that wasn't that funny. Tell me about the zoo, independent of this trick-or-treating big festivity. Like, when is the zoo open, and how does that work? Is there a cost to your zoo?
So we have these fabulous donors who have set up an endowment for the zoo, and it's forever free. Which wow. is really something special. We have new hours this fall that usually we were just seasonal from Labor Day or from Memorial Day through September. Mm-hmm. But we are now going to be open Monday through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. From now until the end of the year. And we're trying something new to see how many visitors will come not in the summer hours.
Right.
And we're pretty excited because we have something coming soon, and that is a black bear. Nice. We have a new exhibit, and we are waiting for the perfect bear to be chosen for Menominee Park.
Very cool.
And I hope people, free, it's obviously very safe. It's super walkable, and to see the different animals, you can come more than, like we're going to the zoo. You can go to the zoo every week if you want to go for a walk and go around.
Yeah. We have a lot of repeat visitors and moms that kind of get in a routine where they'll bring all the kids and walk the zoo. And it just kind of wears them out a little bit, and there's tons of things for them to see and do during the seasonal hours of the summer. We have educational activities that go on every day.
Great.
So there's a little sessions 3 times a day that anybody can participate in.
And what kid doesn't like a zoo, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's just a great thing to bring your kids to. But I just want to say it's a nice thing. You can bring your parents there, too. Zoos are great. People love to see the animals, especially if they're indigenous. You hear about them, maybe see them once in a while. But, to see them up close, being fed, being active.
Totally different.
Yeah,
right.
That's very cool. And it's free. I didn't know your zoo was free. I got to be honest with you. I didn't know that.
So we have these wonderful donors.
Right.
A great story. He grew up in right next to the zoo, and he came as a kid every day.
What a gift to the community.
I went free.
And I'm going to give him a shout out. They're not really fond of that, but it's Tom and Penny Herenberg.
Incredible. So the event this weekend on Saturday, Zooloween Boo from 11 to 3 at Menominee Park, is actually a fundraiser for your program.
Right, exactly. It helps pay for supplies, new things that the animals will need. It's very important to us.
Pretty cool event. This is going to be fun. I think that's neat that you're keeping the zoo open longer, past Labor Day.
Summertime.
People can come and see the animals all year, but this thing this weekend, you got to bring the whole family. Costume contest, right? Food trucks.
Yes.
Is there
go ahead. You asked me about the costumes. I actually looked that up, and they have cutest baby, scariest. There's all kinds of categories.
Right.
And so first and second prizes.
All right. So we get that on Oshkosh Park Facebook. That's where we go. And then we can
get the tickets as well in advance.
All right. Go to the event page and you will see the event, and you can go in there under information. There'll be a link.
Awesome. Ann Schaefer from Menominee Park. Zooloween Boo.
Great weather this Saturday. We will see you there, Ann. Thanks for doing this.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. This is Mino and the Mayor with special guest Nikki Z. We'll be right back.
is there. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I trip the merry-go-round. With its very unpleasing, sneezing and wheezing, the calliope crest to the ground.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Frustration and disappointment continue to mount for those poultry producers that are caught in the Pure Prairie Poultry Company meltdown. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning, looking at what's happening in agribusiness news. So Pure Prairie Poultry Company basically shut down last week and left about 50 poultry producers in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa in the lurch, not paying feed bills, not coming to get the birds. And that is when Terry Fila, a poultry producer in Mondovi, took action. He's had to feed over 60,000 birds, and he said he's not been able to do it for 9 days now. He says the frustration of going to both the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, as well as farm organizations, has been disappointing. Finally, he said, they've turned to an animal rights group to try to get the birds moving.
Yeah, Dad Cap, I call him, well, can't you buy the feed yourself? Well, obviously, if I could have bought the feed myself, I would have had feed there. But I can't. I am flat broke. They owe us $100,000, and we don't see no relief coming. We've got electric bills coming. We've got gas bills coming. $5,000-$6,000 electric bill for the last how long? I mean, they starved us growers for 2 months, and now all of a sudden they thought it was okay to starve the birds for the last 9 days. Why didn't the USDA step up and go to the feed mills and say, hey, we're working on something. Get these guys feed. We'll get you the money. Just be patient with us so we can work on this. Let's get something done. Let's stand up like Minnesota and Iowa have. Hats off to them states. I'm ashamed to live in Wisconsin right now.
Terry Fila, one of the disgruntled poultry producers in Mondovi, on the hook for hundreds of thousands of dollars of feed bills for the birds, and now ultimately trying to find a way to give birds away just to keep them alive.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story Contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com. Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
This morning, the December corn's down 2 at 406. November beans down 8 at 987. December wheat down 6, 579 a bushel. There's just a quick snapshot on the markets for this morning. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at around 15 to 25. Tonight clear, will drop to 30 for a low. Tomorrow it'll be sunny, 57. Then on Thursday, sunshine, a little warmer with a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Do you have a home you'd like to rent out but don't know where to start? Consider Simple Life Rentals, a property management company partnered with booking sites like Airbnb and Expedia, amplifying your home's exposure to the marketplace. Simple Life Rentals screens guests and creates an owner portal with analytics, rental agreements, and legal guidelines. We give you complete visibility into how your manager's doing, ensuring your property is well-maintained and maximizing your return on investment. Get peace of mind. Simple Life Rentals.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 7:34 here in downtown Green Bay, right across from Schreiber here on Washington Street, our state-of-the-art station, WGBW FM 97.9, WISS in Oshkosh, and, of course, the media app. You know, we love talking about the arts in our community and kind of known a little bit as a sports town by people that don't really know us. And we, every Friday, we, of course, have some musical artists on, but, you know, of course, there's the literary arts, the written arts, and the visual arts. And today, we've got two artists in, but in the literary, you guys are both authors, right?
Yes.
All right. So here we have with us Randy Scannell, who you may know from a lot of things, and Melissa, help me out.
Gorzelanchek.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Yep.
Melissa Gorzelanchek.
It rolls off her tongue a lot better. And
you guys are at the Art Garage coming up this Thursday.
Not this Thursday.
Week from Thursday.
A week from Thursday.
Yep.
Okay. I read Thursday and I didn't look at this or next. All right. So Thursday. At the Art Garage, and it's called Local Authors Live. Welcome. This is great. I just love when you guys come on our program and talk about. So tell me what's going on, and tell me about your book. I just was looking at it.
Yeah. Melissa. So thank you. I'm Melissa Gorzelanchek, as you said. And my first book, Arrows, was published in 2016 with Penguin Random House. And ever since then, I've been a copywriter. I work at Insight Creative here in town. Mm-hmm. And I am still writing, so I'm still trying to get published again. I've had some essays published, and yeah, just living the dream.
And that's a tough industry. I mean, there's a lot of good authors out there, right?
Yeah.
And I work at a homeless shelter. I work at New Community. Randy, yeah. You've been there. New Community Shelter. And we have a guy there who is a writer. But to get stuff published is so difficult. But if you got Penguin House, you must have... That's pretty good.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I had an agent. I'm currently in between agents.
Right.
But
she's a free agent.
A free agent. And tell me a little bit about your writing style, what you write.
So I write a lot about the themes of love and like what makes something real? What makes love real? What makes an artist real? What makes life real? And so this book, Arrows, is like a Cupid love story, I've called it. But my other work is more on the suspense side for adults. So I've really been, just kind of have fun. Whatever is interesting to me, that's what I'm going to have to look into.
All right. Mr. Scandal, I know you're an author. You're many things.
Mr. Scandal.
tell me about your writing. I know you're a big editor, too.
Yeah, well, the Randy Revolution begins now.
I like
this
it.
This is the kickoff, yes. I've always written, but very much amateur till just recently. I write poetry. I've got a nonfiction novel that I've just finished up and looking for an agent. And short stories, everything. So
that's awesome. So this thing next Thursday, tell me about the format, how it's going to work.
Well,
either one of you? Go ahead.
Yeah. So it's Randy and myself and at least four other authors. So there are a lot of writers hiding away in Green Bay. They're in your coffee shops. They're in your bookstores. They're in your libraries. And we're coming together. So we're going to we're each going to be reading our own unique work. It starts at 6 p.m. Registration is encouraged because we're obviously going to bring in a lot of people for this event.
Right.
So you got to claim your spot. And it's going to be a lot of fun, inspiring.
So the six of you are going to read excerpts from your book.
Yeah.
Is that Randy, do you remember when we did that read-a-thon, we read all night at the Art Garage?
Yeah.
It was awesome. I dragged my daughter there and she read, I read. Yeah. But it was just a 24-hour read to really just tell the community, look, there's great reading and reading's so important. I mean, you guys know, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But how does this format work? So 6 o'clock, we'll register online.
Yeah.
Then we'll show up at 6 o'clock at the Art Garage right over here.
Yeah, so you can register artgarage.org and we'll all be there. We'll read for 5 to 10 minutes each. There will be applause. There will be
thunderous
applause. Yes.
Yeah. No expectations, but yes, no, I'm sure there will be.
Well, I would love to know how or when. When did you start writing, Melissa?
So I knew I wanted to be a writer since I was 9 years old.
Okay.
And that's when I wrote my first book about a horse.
Nice.
And I was a big time writer in my teens. I sent out query letters and tried to get published when I was as young as 13, 14 years old.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
And then I got into newspapers. So that was like my first way of making a living as a writer. And I was the editor of You magazine for a while. I've done some things with other magazines. And then I decided to quit my day job for a while with my husband's support and try to get a book published. And then within 3 years, we had Arrows. So
incredible.
That was pretty exciting.
And some people work so long and so hard. And
I mean, since I was nine, so it's been a while.
Very cool.
But you had that gift when you were nine.
I had the interest and the drive, right. And then I had a lot of amazing mentors along the way.
Yeah, I want to talk about the mentors. Ryan, I want to talk about you, but writing, the writers I know, and I don't know a lot of them, but the ones I know, it didn't come late in life. It was kind of early. Mm-hmm. You're saying you were nine. How about you, Randy? I mean, you've been writing for...
I'm pretty young. I don't know. Goes back pretty far for me, so I'm a little older, but I've always been a little slow, so I would write, but it was just dribbles, you know, and a lot of it unpublishable for sure. So I was always very ambitious, and I knew I was going to get a late start. I didn't think I'd be 68.
Well, the revolution, it started, some of those guys were a little
today.
Old.
Yeah.
And what do you... Writing, like, what is your Melissa told her a little about? I mean, that's she's gonna sell a hell of a lot of books around Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
that's her thing. Yeah. What is your genre?
I'm all over the place.
I know that.
A nonfiction novel finished, looking to publish that. I've got a collection of poems almost done. I got one poem I'd like to add that I need to fix, and then after that, I've got a lot of short stories. I'd like to start working those into a collection. And so I got all kinds of things.
So the poem you need to fix, you have to find a word that rhymes with a word. The sentence is just hanging there. Like when we were kids, what rhymes with that?
Right. Yeah. Cucumber.
Change it to pickle. There's a lot more. Yeah. So, tell me about the publishing path.
Oh.
I know. Because they're self-publishing.
Yeah.
And you see these commercials on TV once in a while.
Yeah. And actually, a lot of publishers kind of prefer new authors to go that path and see what they can gin up. And then if you do okay, then they'll jump on the bandwagon. So there is that. That's almost a change since, I'd say, the past maybe 10 years or so. I don't know, maybe longer. I don't know. But so there is that element. But there's also some who will take a risk and grab you. So, I mean... I'm hoping to get an agent. I'd prefer to go the publisher route, traditional route, than self-published, but I may end up down that path.
Yeah. There's quite a few authors, though. Are you surprised the number of authors in Green Bay?
I am, and I love when events like this bring them sort of out of the woodwork because it is a solitary endeavor. So it's nice to be able to meet other people that know what you're going through. It's hard to feel alone, so I think connection is a big part of what the Art Garage is doing.
Right. And to have a place where people can go, and you got a lot of visual arts there too. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some great things, and we've been there many times. But you know, the writing, the poetry, I don't know. I don't think people think about that every day. But if you go to something like that, you know, and I'm sure you're selling your books there.
I don't have anything to sell.
Lion's Mouth. So our local bookstore will be there selling copies of books.
And they've had these local artists where you can go and book signings.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do that at Boss's in De Pere, which used to be in Green Bay, Randy.
Yeah, I know.
And the Lion's
Mouth. Don't get me going.
Huh? Me either. Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's go back to the Art Garage. So this event is next Thursday at 6 o'clock.
Two Thursdays.
Well, just give me the date.
The 24th.
Okay.
Yep, October 24th.
There we go.
The date.
There were 24.
A 2 and a 4.
All right, and six of you. Who are some of the other artists that are authors that are coming?
Cujo, he's fairly well known. Yeah, he does a lot of almost underground, you know, with poetry readings and mics and stuff. He gets a lot of things going.
Local?
Yep.
Great.
Wendy Wimmer. So she just had a book of short stories published. Mm-hmm. She was in People magazine.
Wow.
So.
Oh, just a little publication.
Just a little Green Bay author we have here. So.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. And she and I are both on the board of the Art Garage. They just pulled me in. I just got on. And she was fundamental in getting this group going and getting this event going. She's phenomenal.
She's a connector.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's cool. Tell me about a young writer, fourth grade, fifth grade, loves to write. Maybe poetry, but short stories, I think a lot of kids like to write. I mean, you wrote about horses, which is cool. Yeah. I would have written about horses, too, had I had the ability to write. what encouraged you to keep going? Is it you said a lot of mentors along the way. Tell me a little bit about that path.
So I feel like the best, if you're saying, like, what advice would you give? I'd say just keep doing it. If you love something, just do it. Mm-hmm. Being a writer is a lot of actual sitting down to write, which isn't that glamorous most of the time. So just doing it and then sharing your work, because that's how you'll get people to encourage you.
Right.
Sure. And that's really what it was about for me. I entered one of my stories in the Price County Fair, and it won like a purple ribbon, and somebody came up and said, "You should publish that story." You know, and I was just a kid. And that, so it was just creating the work and then sharing it. That was really important for me.
And what about criticism?
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
Right. Oh, no.
Right.
I love criticism.
But.
Well, you've lived a life of
an opportunity. Yeah, yeah, yeah. An opportunity. How do you grow through that?
That's how you grow. That is, you can't grow without it.
Pain.
I love criticism. And it can be brutal, and it can be, as long as people are being honest.
Okay.
Then they can tell me anything, and I never take anything personal, and I just process it and say, okay, this is helpful, this isn't, and what is helpful, what helps me grow, I, you know, gravitate to, and everything else is just, you know, like water off your back.
Yeah.
So you're on the board of the Art Garage here in downtown Green Bay. Do you have activities coming up for the young? I think back to you and writing, and I think back to my kid who was young and a writer out. Tell you that during the break, some things. Mm-hmm. Do you have some activities for these youth to get engaged?
We're talking about, I mean, especially with this group, we're talking about doing all different kinds of things. We're still in kind of like in the planning stages. We've just met for a few months. We haven't been, we're pretty new at this.
That's great.
But we're talking about also like working with artists and doing a fusion of art and writing. So there's all kinds of things that we got, you know, ideas out there we want to do, and we just got to get it organized and get going.
So this Thursday, the 24th, at the Art Garage, your event, there's six authors. They're all going to be reading excerpts from their book. And are you going to have a Q&A like we're doing right now, like how I want to become a writer? Yeah. How can I write? How can I publish? That's always the big question is how can I publish? But, you know, you're the writers, but I will just tell you, you need an editor before you go to publish.
Oh, yeah. For sure. That's made a huge difference. I had a remember Lynn Gerlach?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. She actually edited my nonfiction novel.
Yeah.
And it made just a world of difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And, okay, I just think a lot of people want to be writers. And maybe not a lot, but I think there's people out there who want to be writers. And how do I do this? So can they learn this on the 24th as well? Will you be?
Well, I don't think it's built in that we're going to do a question and answer, but we do plan on socializing. Mm-hmm. So there'll be plenty of time to connect to whoever you want to talk to and talk.
Yeah.
And a book signing.
Well, we got to do the book signing. But Randy, what are you going to sign? You don't have a book?
I'll bring a quote. They can sign my jacket. Okay.
All right. This is good stuff. I just love when we promote. I mean, I love sports. I'm, you know, right here in my gambling tickets. I do like sports, but I think the arts are important. Stick around. I have a couple more questions I want to ask you. Okay. This is Mino and the Mayor. We are here with, of course, Nikki Z, who's sitting in for Johnny, who's on vacation. We're going to be right back.
Behind the gun, I make my final stand. Call me Bad Company.
talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah. Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Nikki Z and the Mayor. We are here with some really cool guests. We're talking about an event that's coming up at the Art Garage here in Green Bay. And as much as we talk about the activities going on, a lot of it's sports, this is a group of authors, six authors getting together. And you can really just come and listen to this original work.
Yes, yes.
And who do you expect to be there? Just upcoming artists?
Yeah, I think if anyone's interested in becoming a writer, or they just love books, or they just love supporting artists, because we're part of the art scene in Green Bay. So people who love to come and view visual arts, I think you'll enjoy this night too, because there will be a lot of good energy. I'll be reading some new work, so not from my published book. So it's a way to get sort of a sneak peek of what local authors are up to.
You were telling us during the break, Melissa, that you also draw on your sobriety.
Yeah.
As an inspiration. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Sure,
I would
love
to. That is wonderful.
So I consider myself a sober artist.
Yeah.
I got sober more than 5 years ago from alcohol.
Congrats.
Thank you. So that's just been a big healing journey for me, and finding out how to regulate my nervous system without drinking, how to celebrate without drinking. I don't judge people who drink. My husband still drinks a little bit. A lot of people I know. I mean, I live in Wisconsin.
Right.
So
it's kind of woven into a lot of things that we do.
It is. But for me, it's just a personal choice, and it's been an amazing transformation for me. So I'm really grateful.
Incredible. Wonderful.
That's interesting. And I want to focus on you, but I want to just say that we've had that Wear Yellow group in here a couple times. You know, just sober sections. Mm-hmm. When you go to Packer games, you go to baseball games, you go to farmers markets, you'll see people, and you got to be feel safe and feel comfortable in that environment. And this Wisconsin, for a badge of honor to be the drunkest city or the state, and then it's Green Bay. That's like wrong, you know, and we have to. But they were just on here about a month ago, but they really think the tide is changing a little bit, that it's not that cool to be the drunkest city anymore. I hope they're right. I think they're right, but I don't know if they're right. That's nice that you have some works, and just to share that, because I think that writing is, you know, you read about some people that maybe have a little bit of that.
Well, there's community in, and there's, it's to be celebrated.
Yeah, an artist can be sane. We can be sober. We can be successful. Mm-hmm. We can enjoy beautiful mornings without feeling tired or sick.
Yeah, right. Enjoy the day. Randy, tell me where you get your inspiration, the ideas to write. I mean, you've been around. You've had some great things happen in life and some tragedies happen in your life.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons that I'm such a late starter is I needed that, a body of experience to draw from, and the time to, I really feel, it's been written, and I can't find it anymore. Someone once wrote, behind every great artist is a great civilization. So
take credit for it if you can't find it. That's great. That's beautiful. So there's your launch pad. You don't need this show.
So I, like I said, I am very ambitious, and so I needed to absorb. I mean, I do want to present. I do believe in modernity, and you have to have that history, that a basic knowledge of science, a basic, you know, philosophy, the whole works. So, like I said, I always knew I was going to be a late starter, but this is a little silly.
It's not silly. I
don't think so at all.
Teach at TC, and I always tell my students that they're young, mm-hmm. most of them. But, you know, I mean, the big thing is, you know, Colonel Sanders started at 65. Right? Went around, and nobody liked his chicken either. So.
But he wasn't too chicken, too.
Yes. Okay. Stick with your writing. Stick with your writing. Leave the puns to someone else. Melissa, how about you? Where do you get your inspiration at? What a diverse writing style you have, right? Not style, but subject matter, right? On love stories to scary stories.
Yeah.
Although I guess that can be.
Oh yeah.
All right. Yeah. Love can be scary.
It is kind of connected. The more I think about it, I'm like, okay, let's. Where do you get your ideas to write? Do you walk in the woods, or where do you get your inspiration?
So I live on a meadow. I love to walk in the meadow, and walking is a big part of just getting out of my, sometimes I need to get out of my own head and just look at the world and experience it. And that is where I get my ideas. Mm. Is usually on vacation, honestly. So I think I should take more vacations.
There you go. Love it.
Sometimes people have like shower ideas and conversations.
Right.
You've got meadow thoughts and vacation ideas.
Yep. And Randy,
pen
how about
to paper,
you?
Always pen to paper.
Sometimes I just have my phone and I'll just jot down, you know, modern, easy way sometimes. But I do love to write. I usually start my day with morning pages. So writing with a pen on paper. Try it again in 3 pages. But
as a
depends
reader,
on the day.
As a reader, there are times that if you're and I listen, Audible, the Libby app, so on, I enjoy it that way as well. But there are often times that you can just be halted by a sentence. Because of the feeling that it evokes, or it was just so eloquently put together, and you just reread it or bookmark it. And
I think what's cool about your event is that you're the author, you're reading, and people like listening. I mean, people like reading, but, you know, I'm one of those people. I would, even my news, you know, I just kind of listen to it. Yeah, I kind of like people. It's computer generated. It doesn't have the inflection you guys would have, but. We're coming out to this. This is cool stuff, and it's great that people know that we have a great literary culture in Northeast Wisconsin, here in Green Bay. And Thursday the 24th at the Art Garage, 6 p.m. Is there a cost to this? I didn't ask you that.
It's free.
No. All right.
Free. Registration online at artgarage.org.
Theartgarage.org.
All right.
Amazing.
This is going to be fun.
Great luck.
You know, good luck to you guys. I mean, writing is a little difficult, but you seem very happy, both of you.
Oh. It's fun.
Yeah.
Love it. Thank you, guys.
Good inspiration.
Stay all
right.
Here.
This is Nikki and the Mayor. We're going to be right back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Dom Selvia.
Next time, overtime with Maggie Dawn, plus the Wall Street Journal poll of economists back Harris's ideas, and Bob Woodward said Trump tried to reinstate himself 6 months after losing the election. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.